Ойрайса.
This year is on Yuma, that Chaf Hei Amid Beis. I'm going to start with Chazara on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. So the Gemara at the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amid Beis asked a question around 10 lines in the bottom, that Loma Mefisim, what's the whole point of doing the pious? And the Gemara asks, what do you mean Loma Mefisim? Kedamara, the reason why we do a pious is like we said, that there shouldn't come to Machlokes. Elo Loma Mefisim, Mechaisim Mefisim, why do we do so many separate piyosos? Why don't we just do one pious? Let's just gather together one time and do all the raffle off, make the pious for all the privileges of the day in one asifa, in one gathering. The Gemara answers, Om Rav Yechanan Kedei Lahargish Kol HaAzara. In order to make heard a Kol HaMoin Am Rav come upon him, in order to make a noise, a rash, of a multitude of people, many times in the Heichol that's Kovin LaMelech, like it says, Shenemar Sheyachtov Nam Tiksoi Beveso Lekim Nahalich Berogesh, and the Hasan Hashem, let's go Berogesh with a kibbutz, with a multitude of people. It's to make a tumult, to make a rash in the Beis Lekim, that's a kavod LaMelech, that there's a Kol HaMoed Am Rav there. So that's why we're Nesafim so many times out this inyan. But Ma'am Mefisim, what would they do the pious with? Rav Nachman Omar B'Big Dei Chol. Rav Nachman said they would do it with Big Dei Chol. For Rav Sheshes Omar, Rav Sheshes says, B'Big Dei Kodesh, they would wear Big Dei Kahuna. Rav Nachman Omar B'Big Dei Chol, Rav Nachman says, that they did it with Big Dei Chol. The Iyamit with Big Dei Kodesh, because if you're going to say that they did it with Big Dei Kodesh, Iko Bala Yisroyas Dechamsi Va'avdi. There will be tough people that will grab, that will chap, and do the Avodah, even if they lost. Let's say they lost the pious, and they're ruffians, and they're gonna chap the Avodah. So if we do it with Big Dei Kodesh, we have this chashash that they will. But if they're doing it with Big Dei Chol, so they're not able to do the Avodah right away. So, to put on the Big Dei Kodesh and go do the Avodah, that we're not choshen for them to do. Maybe because by then, they had time to cool down from losing the raffle, or they're not going to go so far to go put on the Big Dei Kodesh and go do the Avodah. Plus there was a Pinchas, he said that there was someone that was Malabish, the Kehanim, so he's not going to, if they lost it, he's not going to be Malabish them. Rav Sheshes Omar, B'Big Dei Kodesh, the Iyamit B'Big Dei Chol, if you can say that they did it with Big Dei Chol, Agav Chav Vivusen Mikru V'Avdi, were concerned that because they have such a desire, a passion to do the Avodah, so they might accidentally do it. So therefore they do it the Big Dei Chol. The Gvuras Ari over here is bothered that how are they allowed, according to Rav Sheshes, to do the pious with Big Dei Kodesh, but what happened to the fact that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedek was made out of Shatnez, and Shaloi B'Shas Avodah, how are they allowed to wear shatnez shalei b'shas avodah? The Rambam Shita in Hilchos Kilayim in Perek Yud Halacha Lamed Beis is that the Kehanim were only allowed to wear the Big Dei Kahuna b'shas avodah. Says the Rambam, Kehanim shalovshu Big Dei Kahuna shalei b'shas avodah afilu b'mikdash loikin b'pnei ha'avnei shehu kilayim. Only b'shas avodah, when it's a mitzvah saseh for them to wear the Big Dei Kahuna, so then they're allowed to wear kilayim. But shalei b'shas avodah, they're not allowed to. The Rambam also says this in Perek Ches, Mehilchos Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, that big day kahuna mutter lehanais lahem lefikach loybeish oisam b'yoyim avedosay afilu shaloy b'shas aveda. The kohen is allowed to wear the clothing even shaloy b'shas aveda. There's no problem of meila. Chutz min ha'avnet mipnei shehu shatnes also the kohen headed leloyv shoy ela b'shas aveda. So the Rambam holds that you're only allowed to wear the avnet b'shas aveda. So we hear it, but during the pious, it's not Shas Avoda. So how, according to Rav Sheshes, are they allowed to wear Big Day Kodesh? And the Rambam paskins like Rav Sheshes, that they wore Big Day Kodesh. The Shagas Aryeh, Machvas Iskashim, in Simen Choftes, wants to bring a raya from here. Yitaka says that from this kasha, he's Mechiyach, like the Das of the Ravid, in these two places. The Ravid argues on the Rambam, and the Ravid holds that it's mutter even that it's mutter for the kain god, for the kain hedit to wear the avdek even shaloi b'shas avodah. The Ravid says over there in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Omer Avram loy mechuvr min ha-gemara hochi elakom hayoy mutter ba-mikdash. In the mikdash, the kain hedit is allowed to wear the avnate the whole day, even shaloi b'shas avodah. It's hutra for the kain headed to wear it in the mikdash, even shalei b'shas aveda, and says the Shagas Aryeh Yavaraya to the Ravid from this Gemara. What's pshat? How's the Rambam going to learn this? Especially the Rambam paskins like Rav Sheshes. Zokta beis Halevi in Chelik Aleph Siman Aleph Oy Zayin that al korchok. We have to say that according to the Rambam, the kohanim wore all the begodim except for the avnate. When it says that they wore Big Day Kodesh, it means everything besides for the Avnate. And Rabbi Yashiv explains, but you said if they're going to wear Big Day Chol, so there's a problem that maybe because they have such a passion, they're going to do that Avodah right away accidentally. So why don't you have that problem also if they're going to wear the Big Day Kodesh Chutz from the Avnate? Zok Rabbi Yashiv, if a person feels dressed, so Agav Chavivusa, he might not realize that he's wearing Big Day Choyal instead of Big Day Kodesh. But when a person is not wearing an Avnate, so then his clothing feel loose, and he doesn't feel dressed properly. So he's going to have a reminder from the fact that he's not wearing the Avnate, that he's not dressed properly, and he's not going to automatically, Agav Chavivusa, just do the Avodah the way he's dressed, because he feels a rifyon begodim, he feels the begodim loose, and he'll put on the avnate before he does the avodah. The Minchas Avram wants to say, to answer the Rambam, that this is all that they're allowed to wear b'shas the pious, because this is also considered l'tzayach avodah, because of the chashash of mikri v'avod avodah, because we're concerned that the person, because he has such a passion, he might do that avodah accidentally. So therefore, wearing the Big Day Kahuna b'shas the pious is considered tzayrech avodah, and that also goes into the heter for the kohanim to wear it b'shas avodah. Amar Rav Nachman, Minu Aminu Lafa, where do I know that the kohanim wore Big Day Chol? The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Masrul Lechazon, they gave over the people to the Chazonim. Now, Tosfos at the top of Chafei Amud Aleph is Masver that Rav Nachman held that since right before this it says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Hamalei Varim Lakevesh Hu Mal Al Gava Mizbeach. So just talked about the one who won. It's just talking about the ones that were zoiche in the avodah, and then it says Mosrum the Chazonim. They gave them over to the Shamoshim, and they took off their clothing. All they left on was the short pants. My love, don't you think the pious, that is going on those that won the pious, and it's saying that those people that won the pious, we take off their clothing. Obviously, they're wearing Big Day Chol, and all we leave on is their Michnasayim of Chol. If they're wearing Big Day Kodesh, why are you stripping them? Then that's what they need to wear to do the Avodah. Omer Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Sheshes, loy. No. But Oysan Shalosh loy zachum the pious. It's going on those that did not win the pious. And it's saying that they took off their Big Day Kodesh that they did the pious in because they lost. Hachinami Mistava, it's also logical to say that it's going on the ones that didn't win the pious. These thought that Daitach Baisan Shazachu the pious. If you're going to think that it's going on those that won the pious, and you're going to say all they left on was the Mechnasayim of Choyl? And then what? And then they put the Big Day Kodesh on top of that? And then under those Big Day Kodesh, they took off the Mechnasayim Shal Choyl that they left on and put the Mechnasayim Shal Kodesh afterwards? But we learned in a Braisa, we know that there shouldn't be anything put on before the Mechnasayim, no Big Day Kodesh before the Mechnasayim. Talmud Maimar, that the Pasuk says, that the Michna Seivod should be Al Bisaray. And Rashi explained that Al Bisaray mean Rashi on Chav Gimel on the base at the bottom said that Mashma Shaloibesh Ba'idai Arum Shayna Love Al Bisaray. It's Mashma that he's putting on the Michna Seivod when he's undressed, that the only thing that he has on him is his Basar. So you see that the first thing the Kayan wears, puts on, is the Michna Seivod. So how could you tell me that they left on the Mechnasayim Shal Choyl and then put on the Big Day Kodesh on top of the Mechnasayim Shal Choyl, and then they took off the Mechnasayim Shal Choyl and put on the Mechnasayim Shal Kodesh? Comes out the Mechnasayim is last. The Yidoch, the other man, Domer, Rav Nachman says, Holei Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Hochi Ketani, this is what it means. Adcha Oidon Alein Big Day Choyl, while they still had on them their Big Day Choyl, Al Bishin, Aysan, Mechnasay Kodesh. They dressed them with the Mechnasei Kodesh under the Big Day Choyl. And then they took off their Big Day Choyl. All they left on was the Mechnasayim Shal Kodesh. And then they put on the other Big Day Kodesh. So it comes out that the Mechnasayim is first. My son Mordechai asked me that, how does this help by putting on the Mechnasei Kodesh under the Big Day Choyl, how does that help out the problem of that the Minayim Shleihei Dabar Kodem Mechnasayim? Because the way Rashi was Masber the Drasha was Yilbash Al Besorei Mashma Shaloivesh Ve'oidei Arum She'ein Olav Ela Besorei. The Drasha of Yilbash Al Besorei is that it has to be that when you're putting on the Mechnasayim, the only thing that he has on him is only his basar, but he has to be Arum. So what does it help that you're putting on the Mechnasei Kodesh under the Big Day Chol, but he's still not getting dressed with the Mechnasayim Shal Kodesh Va'idei Arum, because he has on him Big Day Chol. The Drasha said that she'ain olav ela b'sarai. So l'chayr, it should still be a chisarin. It should still be a chisarin that it's not al b'sarai. So someone wanted to say that in a chanami, that when he put on the mechnasayim, it wasn't at that time, it wasn't al b'sarai. But when they take off the Big Day Choyl afterwards, now is the kiyum of the Yilbash Al Basarei. It doesn't have to be that the Maisel Levisha was done Al Basarei when he was Oidei Aram. But as long as there's a matziv that he's Lovosh Oidei Aram, when they take off the Big Day Choyl, so now it's a matziv that he's Lovosh in the Mechnasayim Oidei Aram, that's good enough. Kenzai. Rav Sheshes says, from where do I know that they wore Big Day Kodesh? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. Lishkas HaGozis, the Lishkas HaGozis that the Sanhedrin sat in, this Lishka of hewn stone, Kemin Besilki Gedoy Lohaisa, it was like a big Besilki, a tall building. Rashi says it was a basilki means bayis gavoya sha'al aliyah, a high building that's on a second floor. Haisa bayis kemim basilki gedoy lahaisa. It was like a big basilki. Pious b'mizracha, the pious was done in its east. The zokein yoshei b'ma'arav, and the zokein sat in the west. Hakehanim, Rashi says this zokein was told them the Seder HaPayosim, and he sat in the west of the Lishkan Sagosis, Vakehanim, Nukafin, Vaimdin Kamin Bekulyar. The Kehanim were standing like a circular ornament. Vamunabon, the one in charge, came, Benaito Mitznefes, Meireshe Shalachaman, and he took the Mitznefes from the head of one of them. The Yodin, and they knew Shemimenu Pius Maslin. Through that, they knew that from him the pious started. Now, if you're going to think that they did it with Big Dechol, Mitznefes, but Big Dechol, Mihiko, that they have a Mitznefes by Big Dechol, Mitznefes is part of the Big Dechol. Why are they wearing a Mitznefes? Where does the Mitznefes come in if they're wearing their regular clothing? So it's a raya that they wore Big Dechol. Says the Gemara, and yes, there is such a thing as Mitznefes by Big Dechol, Kidetani Rav Yehuda, Vitamer, Ashmul Bar Yehuda, Kain Sha'asa Soma, Ima, Iksainas. A kind that his mother made him a ksainas, oyve ba avaydas yachid. He can serve with it an avaydas yachid, which Rashi explains later on. Avaydas yachid means no haitzas kafu machta, which is not needed for the tzibur. It's just mutal on him to clear the place. And that's why it's called avaydas yachid. So he's not allowed to use it for an avaydas tzibur, but he could use it for an avaydas yachid. So you see from there that there's a concept of the mothers of the Kehanim making them clothing that looked similar to the Big Day Kahuna. Over there, it's talking about that they were moiserit litzibor, and since they gave it over to the tzibor, he could do with it an avodas yachid. Over here, says the Siach Yitzchak, the Gemara just means to say, to show the concept of the mothers making begadim similar to Big Day Kahuna. And over here we're talking about that they didn't give it over to the tzibor on its regular Big Day Chol. Or as we said last night, that since you're only allowed to do within the Avodas Yachid, so as far as the Avodas are concerned, the Avodas tzibor are concerned, it's Big Day Chol. Because they can't do Avodas tzibor, they can only do Avodas Yachid. Now, there's a tzarech beer over here. Let's first go weiter. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Shmami, no, we see from here, Lishkas HaGozis, Chetzio BaKodesh VeChetzio BaKodesh. We see from here that the Lishkas HaGozis was halfway in, was partially in the Kodesh and partially in the Chol, the place that was not Kodesh. Ushmami, no, we see from here also, Shnei Pesach and Hoyolot had two doors. Echad Pesuach B'Kodesh, one opened up to the Kodesh. The Echad Pesuach B'Chol, one opened up to the Chol. The Yisal Kodai Tachkula B'Kodesh, if you're going to think that it was completely in the Kodesh, Zaken Yeshiva Ma'arava, how could the Zaken sit in the west? V'Omar Mar, in Yeshiva Ba'azara, Elul Malchim, Be'Zdavid Bilvad. But Mar said that there's no sinning in the Azara except for kings from Beis David. Rashi over here says it's learned out from a pasuk. It says la moed l'shareis, to stand up to serve, and ha'im din shom lifnei Hashem. Rashi in Sanhedrin daf kuf aleph amid beis on the Gemara over there says gemiri dein yeshiva ba'azara el olmalchi beis yehuda belvad. Rashi says over there gemiri dein yeshiva halacha l'moishim sinai v'loy mikra. It's halacha l'moishim sinai, not from a pasuk. And yet there's a third Rashi in Soita Mem Amud Beis that says, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Olmalchei Beis David Bovad, says Rashi, the Ein Kovet Shamayim Bekach. It's not Kovet Shamayim for one to sit in the Azara. Bafidu Malachi Ashore Sein Lehem Yeshiva, Tepsiv Oim Demima Aloy, Kirafto Al-Chad Min Kamaya. So Rashi, there's three Rashis over here. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Zayin, the Hilchos Beis Abuchira Alach Avog discusses this. These three Rashis, he wants to know if the din of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Olamalchi Beis David Bovad is that a Nisr Deiraisa or Drabonon? So he says Mitzad Echad, we have Rashi saying it's Alach Olamayshim Yisinai. It's not a pasuk. Our Rashi says it is a pasuk. Rashi over there sounds like it's a Drabonon. So he wants to say that really it's a halacha l'meishim Sinai, and the pasuk that Rashi brings by us is an asmachta, and Rashi in Soita is explaining the reason for the Isser, the reason for the Halacha L'maisha Misina. That's how he wants to go. The Gemara continues, V'isal Chadai Tov Pula Machoil. Now if you can just think that the whole Mishkas HaGosas is in the Choil, Pais in Mizracha, so how could you do the Pais in the eastern side, eastern part of the Mishkas HaGosas, the Habonina, what we need, the V'eselikim Halich Berogesh, we need that the Pais has to make a tumul in the V'eselikim, so that means it has to be done in the Azor of Aleka. We don't have that Elosh Maminah, so we see from here that Chetzio Bakodesh, that part of it must have been in the Kodesh. The Chetzio Bakodesh, we also see that part of it must have been in the Chel. Elosh Maminah, Chetzio Bakodesh, Chetzio Bakodesh. So you see, it must have been Chetzio Bakodesh and Chetzio Bakodesh, because the Zokin is sitting there, so it has to be Chetzio Bakodesh. And they're doing the pious there, so there must have been Chetzev HaKadosh. V'isach HaDayit of Pesach HaKad Yeshlo. And if you're going to think it only had one door, the Pasuach HaKadosh, and it was open to the Kadosh, then Viter. Zokin Yeshiv Ma'arova, how could the Zokin sit in the Ma'ariv Otna? Hadushke Sabinu Yeshlach Choyach, the Psuches LaKadosh, the rooms that were built in the Chil, but open to the Kadosh, Pechon Kadosh, their insides have a din of Kadosh. V'isach HaDayit of Pasuach HaKadosh, and if you're going to think that it's open to the Chil, pious in Mizracha, the pious was in the east. But they're built in the Kodesh of Psuches Lachel, but their opening, their doorway is to the Chol, Teichon Chol, their insides have a din of Chol. And we'll have Shema Mino, you see from here, Shnei Psochem, Hayulah must have had two doors, two doorways, Echad Pesurach HaKodesh, Echad Pesurach HaKodesh, one opened up to the Kodesh, one opened up to the Chol. Now, the Meiri is bothered that something strange going on over here. The Lishkas HaGozis, the way the Tiferes Yisrael and the Rambam, the in Masechta Midas, the place where the Lishkas HaGozis was, when they make their picture, was on the Keren Tzvoinus Mizrochis of the Azor. It was on the northeastern part of the Azor. So the Shar Niknor is by the east, the Heichol Kodesh HaKadoshim is the west. The more west you go, that's closer to the Kodesh. So, fret the Meiri, that how could it be that the Zokein is sitting in the Mairav and the Pious is in the Mizrach? Which sounds like the Mizrach is the part that's Kodesh and the Mairav is the part that's Chol. Shouldn't it be Farkert? L'chaira, it's the other way around. The more Mairav you go, the more westward you go, that's the side that's closer to the Kodesh, and the Mizrach side that's closer to Chol. So how is it that the Zokin is sitting in the Chol, he's in the Ma'ariv, and the Pious is in the Mizrach, and that's in the Kodesh? How is this working out? So the Meiri says that Efshir Shemitzad HaPsochim Hayokein. It could be that it's because of the doorways that it was like that. Shechetzio habonu b'makim kodesh, its part that was built in the kodesh part, rotzoloimar b'tzad ha-mairiv, in the mairiv side, posuach l'chol. Even though the part where the zokein was built b'makim kodesh, in the mairiv, but it was open, over there the doorway was to the chol. The doorway from the west was to the chol. So therefore, it had a din chol. The chetz yoshev mizrach, and the half that was on the mizrach side, posuach the makan kodesh, that was open to the makan kodesh. The hutzruchu lekach, and the reason why it was necessary for the zokin to sit in the west, the datenu liyos hasanhedrin yoshev etzlam mizveach, so that the sanhedrin should be sitting closer to the mizveach. How do we know that the Sanhedrin should sit in the Lishkas HaGozis close to the Mizbeach? It says at the end of Yisroi, and then Ve'elah HaMishpotim B'chumai. Says the Meiri, Amer Dekezach, that the Zokin sat in the Ma'ariv, which is taka closer to the Kodesh, so that he should be closer to the Mizbeach. But the opening from the Ma'ariv was to Chol. So therefore it had a din chol. But the pious was done in the Mizrach, which is really further out, so to speak, but that's that part was Pesuach LaKodesh, was open to the Kodesh. That means the Maira was Pesuach LaChol, that means to the Tzafon, to the outside, and the Mizrach was Pesuach LaKodesh on the Dorei, and that's why it had a din Kodesh. Tosis at the bottom of Chafei Amud Aleph is bothered that if we need Beis Elokim Nehalech Barogash for the pious, so Tosis asks the Tema, if you want the pious to be in the Kodesh, so why didn't they do the pious in the Azara itself, which has more kedusha? Why are they doing it in the Lishkas Hagazas? Says Rabbeinu Tam, since the Memuna took off the mitznefes of one of them, it's a genai for him to stand without a mitznefes in the Azara. So it's mashma in Tosfos that when they took the mitznefes off the head of the person that they started the pious from, they kept it off of him. They kept it off of him until they finished the pious. And therefore it's a genai for him to stand like that without a mitznefes in the Azara that whole time. The question is that how's he bechlal allowed to stand with Gilei Horosh? How's he allowed to stand with Gilei Horosh? What happened to the din of Kisei Horosh? So the Tosfos Yotiv Taka learns in Tosfos, like we said, that Tosfos is saying that he Taka's remained without his mitznefes the whole time while they did the pious, but he's medayik from the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Dalet, Mehilchus Tamidin Musaf in Halacha Aleph. But the Rambam says, "Kol ha'avodos ha'elu she'osim chol yom b'payus hayu osim osam, v'ketzad hayu osim kol kehalei batei aveh shel yom nechnosim l'lishkas hagazis, acher she'ala mud ha'shachar, v'hein melubashim b'bigdei kuhuna." Here's where he passes like Rav Sheshes. V'hamemuna shal ha'piyoseis imohen, v'hein oimdim b'hakofa, v'hamemuna noitel mitznefes me'al roishoi shel echer behem, u'machzira. He takes it off his head and he gives it back to him. So the Tosfos Yotiv is medayik from the Lashon HaRambam that he gave it back to him right away. The Tiferes Yisrael is unhappy, very unhappy with what the Tosfos Yotiv is saying in the Rambam. He says, how could that be? If that's what the Rambam means, that you give it back right away, so then what's the point of taking off the mitznefes? The whole point of taking off the mitznefes, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is so that they should know where they started from, so that just in case he messes up in the count, he started counting and then he got messed up, he knows where he started from. If you're giving him back the mitznefes right away, and he's putting the mitznefes back on, then you weiter don't know where he started from. Elamai, you just need a place to start, so just point. Why are you taking off the mitznefes? Al Karchav, you're taking off the mitznefes because you need to know where you started just in case there's a kilkel. Otherwise, you could just point, okay, you're number one, and then just continue. But that's not enough, Eistice. So it has to be that he remained without the mitznefes. Aye, what's with the iser to stand? What's with the fact that he's standing in Gilei Horosh? So he says that that's why they went into the Lishkas Hagazis, which was a cheder mekura. It was a cheder mekura. It had a roof, and over there it's only a chumra ba'alma to wear, to have a yarmulke, to have a head covering. And if it's litzayrech over here, what's litzayrech? It's mutter. So that's really another teretz why they're doing it in the Lishkas Hagazis and not in the Azara. But that's not what Tosfos said. Tosfos said they're not doing it in the Azara because of the Genai. But Tosfos doesn't seem to have a problem with the Gilei Horosh. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Pei Beis, Sivkat and Ches, proves from Tosfos that Dafka Leilech the Gilei Horosh Aser, but to stand or to sit in one place is Mutter. The Isser is just to walk with Gilei Horosh. If you're just standing in one place or sitting in one place, it's Mutter. The Shari Tshuva in Simon Bey's Sivkot and Vav says that you could be Madcha the Raya of the Magen Avraham, that you can say that they covered their heads with their hands. According to the Mishnah Brura over there in Sivkot and Yudbeis, that kisui with the hand doesn't help, because the yad and roish chad gufa inun. But still, you can say, like the Mishnah Brura's eitz over there, that a person can pull the sleeve, you can pull the sleeve down into his hands and cover it with his sleeve. So you can say that that's what they did. They pulled their sleeve down and covered their heads with that. In the Horus of Rabbi Yashiv, he says that this that the Magen Avraham says, that to stand or sit in one place is mutter, and only to walk with Kilei Oreish is aser. That's Me'ikar Adin. But he says, Bizmaneinu, Kivan Shenoagu HaYireyim Nechaseis Roisham B'chol Matziv. The minig is that the Yireyim cover their heads in all situations. HaReishim Echad Yeshe V'yamid B'gilui Roishoi HaReihu B'chlal Perek Oil. If a person stands or sits with Kilei Oreish, he's included in Perek Oil, that's called Perek Oil, and you can't do that. The Tosfos says another test for Rav Yitzchak Bar Baruch, that the reason why they didn't do the pious in the Azara is because since they stood in a circle, if they would do the pious in the Azara, then their backs would be to the Heichal Hashem, and that's not Bakavadik. Says the Mishnah, HaPayas Hasheni, the second lot, Mi Sheichet, who would do the Shechita, Mi Zorek, who would do the Zrika, Mi Medashim Ezech HaPnimi, who would take off the ash from the inner Mizveach, Mi Medashim Ezech HaMenoira, who would take off the ash from the Menoira, clean out the Menoira from its ashes, Mi Malei Varam Lakevesh, and who would bring up the limbs to the ramp of the Mizveach. Harosh V'Haregel, so there would be one coin for the head and the right hind leg, Ushtei HaYadayim, and the two forelegs, Ha'ukitz V'Haregel, the tail and the left hind leg, V'Hachoza V'Hagera, and the breast and the neck, which includes the, Rashi says that includes everything connected to it, which is the trachea, the lungs, the liver, and the heart, Ushtei hatfonis, and the two flanks, vakirbaim, and the intestines, vasoiles, and the fine flour, vachavitin, and the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol that kohanim brought, vahayayin, and the wine. Shloshah sarkanim zochubay, 13 kohanim rezoichin it, honor Benazir, the king Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Benazir said in front of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, derech yiluchay hayokare, if it was brought the way it walked in its lifetime. Now, why did they do a pious for the sheichet? Ay, shchitok shera bizar. So the Ritva says an interesting thing, which that Alpha Pisha Shita Ksheira Bizar Mitzvasa the Kain Lechatchila Kedi Isa Haslam Mizvachim. There's still a mitzvah Lechatchila for a Kain to do it, like it says in Zvachim. The Mefarshim are Matmiya, the Magia over there, Tzarachin, the Mizvachim, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, it's Mivur that Shita Ksheira Lechatchila Bizar. So the Minchas Avraham wants to be Magia in the Ritva, that he really means like the Meiri over here. That the Meiri says, not that there was a general din that Lechatchila Zar shouldn't do it. He says, "Vafu pisha shnitosek sheres bezar mikol machim efaisin hayu aleh kepnei shelechatchila tzvicha koyin bekarbin hatamid." Vafu pisha b'shar karbonik smutar lechatchila bezar. He says it's a special din in the karbon tamid that Azar shouldn't do a lechatchila, and that's what you have to be magia into the Ritva, that mitzvasa of the tamid is b'kayin lechatchila. Yiboyalu, the Bnei Yeshiva of that time, Claire Neshayla, k'shehen mefaisin, when they would do the pious, la'avoida achas mefaisin, would they do the pious for one avoida? For example, they would do the pious hu shechts, and once he won, they would make another pious for each of the other 12 avoids. They would count again, choose a number, and count again for who would be Zayrik. Okay, then he won, then they would choose a number, another number, and count again. Oidilma, or maybe l'chol avoida, sorry, k'shehem mefaisin avoida achas mefaisin, the avoida achas mefaisin means they would only make the pious for who would shech. And when he would be Zoicha, he would not make a separate pious for the other 12 Avaidis. Rather, the Kehanim that are on his right would get the other 12 Avaidis. So the one on his right would get the Zrika, the next one would get the Dishon, the third one would get Dishon Mizbech HaPnimi, the fourth one would get Menorah, and so on. Or maybe L'chol Avoida V'Avoida Ein Mefaisin, or maybe they would make a separate pious for each and every Avoida. That they would make a pious for Shechita, once he won, then they'd make a separate pious for Zrika. Toshma. There were four piyoseis there. Now, if you're going to think that they made a pious for every single avoda, tuva havu, then it's way more than four. This is what it means. Four times a day, they gathered together. They entered into the lishkas hagazis lahafis to do the pious. And for each and every one, there were many piyaseis. That means they gathered together four times, but now in each time there could have been many piyaseis. Toshma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo hayo pious lamachto. There was not a separate pious for who would carry the shovel for of the gecholim that they took from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin to bring to the Mizbeach HaPnimi to burn the ketores on it. Rather, he would say to the one on his right, you should be zeichu with me in the machta. That means, the Rashi explains, the keteris needs two kaihanim, one that would bring the keteris to the heichal and burn it, and one that would shovel coals from upon the mizbeach hachitzin and bring it into the heichal and put it on the mizbeach hapnimi to be machta the keteris on. So Rabbi Yehuda says they didn't make a separate pious for the one that carried the machta. Rather, the one that was zeichel the keteris would say to the one on his right, "You should be zeichel with me in the machta." So you see from there that they didn't make a separate pious for each and every avoda. So over here also, when it comes to the 13 kaihanim that were zeichel by the tamid, they made one pious. And the one that it ended by, he got the Shechita, and the 12 people on his right were Zeicha and the other 12 Avaidas. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. Shani Machta Ukteiris Techol the Avaidahi. Machta and Ukteiris is different because that's really one Avaida of Akhtaras Akhtaris. Over there is one, it's one pious. Mashenkin over here, where it's separate Avaidas. It's Zrika, Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi, Dishon HaMenorah, Halah Seivarim LaKevesh. It's different Avodas, so over there, maybe they made a separate pious for each one. Ikodami, there are those that say, the Raya is Fakert, that the Gemara meant, Dafka Machto Ukteiris Techol Davodahi. The Raya was Fakert. Specifically, when it comes to the shovel and the Ketiris, the Chod Avodah, which is one Avodah, that's when they only did one pious. Avoshar Avodah is very pious, but other Avodahs need their own pious. Says the Gemara, no. Machtet Strichole, really I could tell you that by all Avodahs, they only did one pious, and the other people were Zeicha, or the ones on the right were Zeicha with him. But by Machtet Strichole, the reason why we said it by Machtet is because there's a Chiddush. You would have thought to say, since Keteris is something that's not Shniach, it's only twice a day, you can't bring Keteris as an Adava, Rashi explains, Uma Asra, and it makes those that are Isaac in it rich, as we'll say later on that Chavavah Med Aleph, Nisakin Ma Pious Bifnei Atzma. So you would think that we should be Misakin its own pious. Now it's not clear why, because it's not Shniach and it makes you rich, should we be misakin its own pious? What, it doesn't make you rich if you just got it along with the other person? It only makes you rich if you got it alidei pious? What does the Gemara mean? L'chayro, what you have to say the Gemara means is that because it's such a chush of a thing, that it's not shchiach, it's rare, because they needed because it was only done twice a day, and it makes a person rich, so because of its chashivos, it should warrant its own pious. That gives a chashivos to the zach when it has its own pious, and not that you're just nachgish left after the other person. Kamash malon, that even over there, we just do the pious for the one who gets the
Ketoris, and the one that Zeichon the Machta just comes along the Mela. Toshma, the Tony Rav Chia taught, Leilachol Avoida Vavoida Mephaisin. They would not do a separate pious for each and every Avoida. El a Kain Shazacha the Tomid, rather the Kain that was Zeicha in the Tomid. Shame Osir Echav HaKayhan and Nimshachan Imoy. His twelve brothers, the Kehan and the Shach and Imai were pulled along with him. Shlami Nasi, see clearly that there was no separate pious for the other 12. It's interesting the Loshen. They're all doing the Tamid. It should have Bukhari should have said Alakain Shazakha Bishita. Pious Hashemi Vihule. The second pious, Ibayulu, Mimikaba, who would do the Kabbalah? It doesn't say in the Mishnah who did the Kabbalah. It says Shaychet and Zayrek. Who did the Kabbalah? Who accepted the blood? Shaychet Mikabal was the one who shefted. Was he Mikabal? Did he accept the blood? The Iamit Zayrek Mikabal, because if you're going to say that the one who did the Zrika was Mikabal, Agav Chavi Vusei, because he has such a passion, and to do the Zrika, he can't wait. Why Mikabal Lekulei Da? So there's a chashash that he might not accept all the blood, and there's a din that you have to be mekabel all the dam. It says ve'es kol dam hapar yishofech. Rashi brings in the Gemara later on Daf Mem Ches. Oy Dilmor, maybe Zayrik mekabel, or maybe the one that does the zrika should be mekabel. Di amit sheichet mekabel. Because if you're going to say that the sheichet was the one that was mekabel, zimnim de shachet zar. Sometimes a zar would be the one to shecht, and because a zar is kosher for shechita. And Kabbalah, he can't do. Because it says, V'shochat es ben ha-bakar, V'ikrivu ha-kehanim es ha-dom, says Rashi, V'kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kehuna. Nimid ala shkita shekshera bizar. So from there we learn out that shkita shekshera bizar. But from Kabbalah and on is mitzvahs kehuna. So if we're going to allow the sheikhe to be mekabel, sometimes the zar is going to be the one to do the shkita, and therefore we cannot have the sheikhe being mekabel. Toshma, come in here. Ben Kotin also Yudbeis Dadla Kiyar. It says later on that Ben Kotin made 12 faucets for the Kiyar. Kedeshi Yiyu Yudbeis Echav Akehanim Ha'asukin B'tomim B'kachin Yedein V'raglein B'vasachas, so that the other 12 Kehanim that are busy with the Tomim should be able to be Mekadish their hands and feet in one shot. But the Sheikhe doesn't need Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, because it's not an Avayda. Shechita Ksheir Bezar, Shechita Lav Avayda Hi. But the Isal Kodayit of Shechit Mekabal, now if you're going to think that the one that did the Shechita was the one that did the Kabbalah, Tleisar Habi, then there's 13 people that need Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, because Kabbalah needs Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. El Olav Shmamino. So it's a proof from here, Zayrek Mekabal, that the one that accepted, that spritzed the blood, he was Mekabal. So he's doing Kiddush Adayim Raglayim anyway, out to the Zrika. He's the same person that's doing the Kabbalah, so there's only 12 people. Shema Mino, so it's a good proof. Formerly Rav Acha, Rebbe Rav, the Rav Ashi, Yatan Anami Tanino, we also have a Mishnah like this, that it says, Shochat HaShoichet V'kibol HaMekabel U'boloi Lizraik. It says in Tomid, when it's talking about the carbon Tomid, it says the Shoichet Shechted, V'kibol HaMekabel and the Mekabel accepted, U'boloi Lizraik, and he went to be Zayrik. So you see that the Zayrik was the one that was Mekabal. Shmami, no, it's a good rhyme. Omer ben Azai, l'fnei Rabbi Akiva v'chula. Ben Azai said in front of Rabbi Akiva that the animal was brought derech Yeruchai. So for this following Gemara, it's kedai to write for yourself the seder of the different Eivarim of the Tamid and the order that they were brought. We're going to have 5 shittas all together in the Seder Hadvarim of how the Eivarim were brought onto the Kedesh. Tanu Rabbana, Ketzad Derech Yiluchai. So the Tana of the Mishnah said that the order is the Harosh V'Haregel, the head and the foot, Shtei Yadayim, the 2 legs. The ukitz and the regel is the tail and the left hind leg, and hachozav agera, the breast and the neck, and shtei defane is the 2 flanks.
But Ben Azai says, no, they did it derech hiluchay, the way it walked. Tanu Rabbanan, keitza derech hiluchay. How is it the way it walked in its lifetime? Horosh v'haregel. Horosh v'haregel, that Rashi says that everybody agrees Rosh and Regel go first. We're going to learn it out from a pasuk later on. So that all five shittas are going to agree to Horosh v'haregel is first. That's a pasuk that the Rosh goes first, and the Gemara is going to explain why the Regel Yemit and why the Regel goes with the Rosh. So that's a given. Now, Hachoza v'hagera, we're going in the way that it walked. So Hachoza v'hagera, the Choza is the breast, and the Gera is the neck. That's towards the front of the animal. Ushtei Odai, and then the two forelegs. Ushtei Defanais, the two flanks, the two sides, the Ushtei Defanais. Ha'ukitz v'haregel, the tail and the left hind leg. Rav Yosi Eimer derech Hefshetei ha'yakarei. It was brought the way it was skinned. And Rashi says the way it was skinned was from the feet towards the head. So it's backwards. Keitzah derech Hefshetei, mamash farker. So ha'roish v'haregel, like we said, that everyone agrees to. But we're going from the back to the front. So ha'ukitz v'haregel, the tail and the left hind leg. Ushtei defonis, the two flanks. Ushtei ha'yadayim, the two forelegs, hechaz v'agera, the breast, and the neck. Rabbi Akiva Eimer derech nituchay hayakari. It was brought like the seder that they cut it up. After they skinned it, they cut it up, one aver after another. And the seder nituach, we're about to see what was the seder of their nituach. And Rabbi Akiva holds like the way that it was cut up, so that's as they cut it, they gave it to the kohanim. So, they gave each aver to the one that was eichen it. And they would all stand there until they were mekabelit, until they all were mekabelit, and then they would bring it to the kevesh. So, he says, Ketzad derech nituchay, how is it the way it was cut? Horosh v'haregel, the Horosh and the Regel, that's always first. Ushtei Odayim, the two hands, the two forelegs, Echaz v'ager, the breast and the neck. Ushtei Defanais, the two flanks, the Ha'ukitz v'haregel, and the tail and the left hind leg. It was brought in the way of the quality. The quality but went by in the seder of the quality. The thing that the part of the animal that was more chashuv, that was a higher quality aver, that went first. Harosh v'haregel, that according to everyone is first. Hechaza v'hagera, the breast and the neck. Ushtei hadfanos and the two flanks. The ha'ukitz v'haregel, the tail and the left hind leg. Ushtei hayadayim and the two hands.